I wasn't doing this today. This wasn't on my agenda, but when I came in to the service and I started, I just was listening to the worship band, letting the Lord speak to me. Ooh, this is so different than what we normally do. But it's going to be good. So, do you want your word for the year? I got people asking me. And I've been praying. And the Lord does dump something in me. I hope you're ready because it's not the normal. Okay? They're recording. Okay? Because part of who we are at Pine Grove is getting you to the point where you can function on your own. Have to grow you up. Which means people can't, I can't just continue to give you a word for the year every single year. At some point, you have to come up with your own word. So I'm going to tell you the story of the first part of Nehemiah. And I'm going to tell you what we're doing. And it's awesome because, like I said, I wasn't planning on doing this today, but I looked at the calendar, and the Lord just really shared with them today, and we're going to culminate this on January 8th. That's 7 Sundays, okay? 7's a perfect number, so I'm like, okay, Lord, let's go. So Nehemiah starts off in chapter 2, and he's the wine taster. He's the wine bearer for the king, and he goes before the king, and he's sad of countenance. And the king literally says, "Why is your countenance sad, seeing that you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart." And when we talk about being in a challenging place this morning, and it's been a long couple weeks, and it talks, Paul says at one point that Satan was hindering him. He literally comes out and says, "Satan was hindering me." And we're going to overcome that. We have to push through that. And that's why this Thanksgiving is so important. But what Nehemiah did when the king asked him that, the king says to him, because he's so sad of heart, and now I want you to think of you are Nehemiah and the king is our Lord and Savior. Do that analogy for me, okay? When the king says, "You're not sick, why are you sad?" And then the king says to Nehemiah next, he says, "What request do you make of me? What request do you have of me?" And what Nehemiah does next is he said, "So I prayed to the God of heaven." I prayed to the God of heaven. And he got his answer. He got his answer. What I'm asking you to do, and this is based on address. So if you're at the same address, if you live at the same address, if there's two of you, like Charlie and Danielle, Joel, Jesse, Lori and Shirttail, if there's two of you that live at the same address, you have to work on this together. If you have your own address, you're going to come up with this on your own. But the Egyptian people, when they were about to launch into their promised land, it says that they wrote over their doorposts. It says they wrote scriptures over their doorposts. They put blood over their doorposts. And what this word of the year is going to do is you're going to come up with a word of the year for your family in residing at your address. It's going to be specific for your family. That's why if there's more than one of you at that address, you have to work at this together. This is a joint effort. As a parent trying to raise you up, I can't just give you the car keys and let you go. So I'm going to Africa. We're going to be back on the 11th of December. We are doing Phillips baby dedication on the 11th. I expect all of you to be working on a word for Philip. I'm not going to ask you individually. I'm expecting that you're going to be speaking to the Lord and getting a word for Philip. Between the 11th of January, of December, and the 1st of January, I want your household to come up with your, now, word for the year. It's a phrase. It's not a book. It's not a paragraph. You know how our words are. It's phrases. It's a short, short phrase. Bump, bump, bump. According to Apostle. You're going to bring that to me and share that with me. I'm not trying to control things. I'm trying to be the teacher. I'm trying to help get you so that we know we're in a good place and that this isn't driven by just, you know, our immediates, because it's easy to do. So between December 11th to January 1st, you share it with me. Don't share it with anybody else. On January 8th, in that service on that Sunday morning to launch the next this year, each of you as a address, as a family unit, are going to share your words. We're going to work at holding each other and praying for each other and holding each other accountable and hearing what's happening with your word throughout the year. I'm hoping we'll have a PowerPoint, so we'll be playing that either before service or after service as a reminder. Or maybe we'll do one in the middle of the service. We'll do something that it's going to keep it in front of us. See, Nehemiah, when he heard, when God answered him and shared, he went to the king and he said, "This is what I need." And the king provided everything. And then he went to do the work. He went and he surveyed. When he got to Jerusalem, he surveyed the whole entire area and he saw the work that needed to be doing. And then he went about to do it. And he worked with a sword in his hand and he labored with his other. And that's what we're going to be doing this year. But we're going to be doing it on family units. And I believe, I truly believe this, that as I hear from each of you, we're going to have an overriding, there's going to be some connection with all of this because the Lord is working with each of us, but he's working with us together as a church family. And that's all going to, you're going to see that very clearly on January 8th when everybody shares where God is taking us. I don't want you to rush this. That's why I don't want to hear about it before January 11th. I'd encourage you to pray about it, fast about it, make sure that and if you're in a address where there's maybe more than one of you in the address, there's a husband and wife, a son, a daughter, whatever it is, I would encourage you to get your own words and then come together and see what God is doing and how you blend and how he works you through that process of finding that path. The world wants to come at us. We are under attack like we've never been in this country before. God's people are resolute people who never fail when we follow his voice and what he's telling us to do. He walks us through. He walks us through every high event. He walks us through every moment of fire. He walks us through. And I want to get you to a place that at the start of every year, you're not looking toward me as the prophet of the house to give you a word of what God's doing. I want you in a place where we've moved beyond the milk, we've moved beyond elementary teachings, we've moved beyond the basics, and you're coming to me and you're saying, I know where God's taken me this next year. I cannot continue to let it go as we've been doing. This has been good. God has blessed us. He's been faithful. It's been wonderful. But now it's time to grow. And now it's time to move to that next step. I've asked the worship team if they could just do a song. I don't want you. I'm going to tell you, the Lord's going to drop this into you when you're least expecting it. Be Nehemiah. Pray to the Lord. Ask him what it looks like and what the mission is over the next year. He'll give you a phrase. He will give you a glimpse. He's not going to give you the whole thing. He's going to give you a glimpse, because we prophesy in part. And see what God has for us. We do this.